Hello, hello, hello. You must be the new house servant, yes? It is about time you got here. All the others arrived yesterday. No, no, do not bother explaining. When those who serve me fail to meet my expectations, there's no such thing as a good reason. All I need from you is your assurance that it will not happen again. I trust you will be punctual from this day forward. Yes? Good. It seems that I severely underestimated how many servants it would take to manage my brand new mansion. I suppose that is thanks to all of the fine art I have put into it. It all requires such delicate care to maintain. Ah, but before we get into all of that, I think I should clear up a few things. The rest of the new hires had quite a few questions yesterday. Since you were not here to hear them, it seems that it falls to me to make sure you are brought up to speed. So, to start things off, yes, I am a Lamia, and yes, I am a noble. Even though this is a predominantly human kingdom. Before I was a noble, I was the owner of a very successful trading caravan. It brought a great deal of wealth to this kingdom, so much so that when I settled into early retirement, your king offered me a title and a large piece of land. That should cover the basic questions. Now, on to your duties. As you already heard, this mansion is brand new. I needed something grander than what I was originally provided with. And naturally, it needs plenty of servants to keep it in acceptable condition. Unfortunately for you, the rest of the servants have already filled in the more specialized positions, which are also the best paying ones. I'm afraid that's the cost of tardiness. Instead, you'll be, well, I suppose you'll just be doing whatever needs to be done at the moment. All the little things, you know. Cleaning. Making the bed. Assisting the other servants. And really, anything else I order. Oh, not what you signed up for. Well, I do not know what you were promised. I am afraid that you quite literally did sign up for this. You were given a contract, yes? And you signed it? Well then, that is all there is to it. Honestly, I am astonished that you did not even bother to read a legally binding contract before giving your signature. Peasants, honestly. Leave? Oh no, you will not be going anywhere. Like I said, you signed that contract. I am not going to go through the trouble of hiring someone else just because you suddenly got cold feet. Especially after arriving a day late. Quite frankly, this is all on you. How am I going to stop you? Oh, come now. Do not play these games with me. For starters, I have many guards. You passed them on your way in. And if I really wanted to, I would be well more than a match for you all on my own. Lamias are naturally powerful, and I have been careful not to allow my life of luxury to make me soft. But in the end, there is no need for any of that. I do not need to physically stop you from leaving at all. My true power does not lie with scales or swords, but with knowledge and influence. I researched each applicant when I hired them. I know all about you. You are a humble little peasant, hoping to earn some extra money for your family. But you seem to forget that your family works for me. I own the land that they live on. All I have to do is write one little letter, and you and your family will be homeless and jobless. And I am sure a good little child like you would not do that to them. Now would you? I am impressed. No yelling or crying or running. I can see that you understand the position that you are in. You are rather smart for a farmer's child, are you not? Wonderful. You'll make an excellent servant yet. Well then, I suppose I will put you to work. Follow me then. Right in here, if you will. This is my office. As you can imagine, I have had quite a bit of work pile up while I was busy moving in. There is a great deal of paperwork involved in managing such a large tract of land. I am probably going to have to spend the rest of the day catching up. But while I do, I want you to massage my coils. You heard me. I have been so active the past couple of days. Slithering to and fro, making sure all of my belongings ended up where they belong. That all of the servants understood their duties. I have been left terribly sore. And so you are going to massage every inch of my tail to relieve all of that built-up stress. Oh goodness, don't be so bashful. Just think of it as one of the many tasks you will have to perform in my employ. I wonder what else I will have you do. Perhaps muck out the stables? Or clean in between each of the tiles in the main hall? No comment. Well then, get to it. I am not paying you to stand there and scowl at me, as amusing as it may be. That is not a bad start. But you do not need to be so timid about it. A lamia's tail is mostly muscle, so you'll need to get in deep to loosen up all of these knots. And do not worry, I do not expect a human peasant to be an expert masseuse. We will have plenty of time to train you later. My. You certainly get absorbed in your work, do you not? You look rather adorable when you are concentrating like that. And to think, you are putting that much effort into such a task. Even after the way I have treated you, I would say you have passed my little test. Yes, indeed. I have been testing you ever since you arrived. I do not allow just anyone to work for me. And there is only so much I can learn about you from records. All the other servants were tested as well. I wanted to see how you would all react when I was at my worst. Who would grumble? Who would lash out? Who would run? Quite a few could not handle it. But you and a handful of others patiently endured my venomous tongue, and you will all be rewarded for it. Now, this isn't to say that I will not be working you hard. I only expect the best from my employees. But you can rest assured that I will not be resorting to insults and threats. Your family's home was never in danger, and you will be able to profoundly improve their lifestyle with your earnings. Oh, but do please keep massaging. I was telling the truth about how sore I am. It feels simply divine to get all those kinks worked out. A little lower, please. Yeah, it's right there. Part of me doesn't want you to stop. But you should probably go get yourself acquainted with the mansion, and especially with the servants' quarters. Go ask another of the servants to show you around. I would do it myself, but I really do need to catch up. If you finish before dark, come back and see me, and I will see if there's anything else I need you to do for me. I look forward to your service. Farewell until we next see each other.